And the Lord's servant must not quarrel. Instead, he must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. And those who oppose him, he must gently instruct, in hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil who has taken them captive to do his will. 2 Timothy 2:24 through 26. A journey has begun of which there is no returning to what you or I once considered normal. What one considered normal was strange to another, and yet there were constants that were basic and foundational for all. An example. As little girls, we dreamed of growing up and meeting the man of our dreams and getting married, buying a home and having children, raising a family. Little boys often dreamed of hunting, playing sports, driving fast cars and tractors, and they dreamed of the perfect job, meeting the right girl, of getting married, of buying a home, having children, and raising a family. Today, all these things are discouraged. Little girls are being asked, "Are you a girl, and how do you know that you are? Do you like things like tractors or sports or hunting? Maybe you're really a little boy in the wrong body." Today we're supposed to believe, as some do, that a 3, 4, 5, or 6-year-old knows that they're in the wrong body. How is that even possible unless they are taught to question what they are? This is not internal truth, but outside influence. I remember growing up and trying to decide who I wanted to be, a teacher, a coach, a business manager. And now these children today are being taught sexual mischievousness and exploration. And they're being taught to believe that a mistake was made by putting them in the wrong body. And if they'll confide and turn to their teacher or whoever is coaching them, they then will help them to make the corrections, and they won't tell their parents. "It'll be our secret," they whisper in their ear. They don't point a finger at God for the mistake because they don't believe in God. It was just an accident of nature. The halls of government, big business, and schools have become a playground for deceivers, for beasts that consume children, a place where reality does not even have a seat at the table anymore. What the educational system says, read, write, learn civics and how to debate and talk to each other? Ha! Today, too many are working very hard to separate children from their families and from their beliefs. They tell the children that their parents do not need to be informed in such and such matters. And the children leave home dressed one way and change clothes at school to become another. There are laws now making it nearly impossible to redirect these kids in an upright and healthy way. These people, they lie, they deceive, they destroy, and they kill that child's chance of stability by encouraging them to question not what they want to do when they grow up, but what they want to be. Such a subtle twist of words and their meaning. Both those encouraging and those being encouraged are in need of rescue. For those teaching these ways are turning from all the laws of God and have themselves become captives of evil and wickedness. The spirit of the Antichrist has walked the halls of government and the places of education for generations now, and it becomes bolder as the people of God slink back in their silence. Where has the church been? She has not guarded her heart and now fights her battles within because leadership lost its will to stand with truth. And rather than confront evil and wickedness by rebuking the devil when he attempted to walk through the doors, people, the congregation and its leaders, turn their head. They look the other way as pornography swept through, as adultery was accepted, as unbelievers claiming to be believers held teaching, leadership, and worship positions. And although there were wrongs being done within the body, it was played down, hidden with the hopes that it would all go into hiding or just go away. "Clear the log out of your own eye" became an excuse for us for not cleaning up our own lives and let us off the hook on not being involved in the problems and sufferings in anyone else's. God has a way of revealing those things that are thought to be well hidden. But the saddest part of it all is that even by his revelations, it was not enough to stir people's hearts to move towards him. It just caused more divisions, and the unbelievers left one body of Christ to go tear up another body of Christ that was not guarding their hearts. And they were found sitting on the fence, lukewarm towards God. Why do you think God supplied us with armor? We are to stand for truth, His, for justice, His, for righteousness, His, and not for the things of the world, but against the powers and principalities in high places, against the devil and his followers, his temptations and schemes. It is the spirit of the Antichrist that fills their hearts, hardening them, causing chaos in their mind, raising levels of anxiety and fear until being tired and wanting things to be normal. In a quickly kill or be killed world, before long, one just goes along to get along. Christians, what has happened that you no longer remember, believe, or stand on the words of Jesus? Fear not, for I am with you always. What have you done with your belt of truth, your breastplate of righteousness, your shoes that carry you into battle? Where have you laid your shield of faith, your helmet of salvation? Have you picked up the sword of the Spirit lately, your Bible, and learned any of the lessons in warfare that are given you? This armor does no good in a closet or on a shelf, stuffed in a drawer or packed in a box. Your armor, is it yet shiny and in good shape, just as it was the day that you received it? Or have you had to spend any time pounding out the dents after a battle? Does it look marred and worn and as tired looking as you feel on some days? And if not, then why not? And what answer will you give for not engaging and stepping into the gap to speak for another who cannot speak for or defend themselves? If you do not hear the cries and the moans of the lonely, the fearful, the confused, the children, the weak, then you're not listening. Suicide, drugs, alcohol, sex. These are all tools people turn to when they're searching for a way or have been led to or started down a path of destruction. When the burdens they carry become so heavy that death or self-medicating, a form of death, looks to be a positive alternative, then they are in big trouble because they believe that they will escape the pain. But what may very well happen is that it will entrap them for all eternity if they've never met Jesus. That tiny little hand that once held yours is now attached to a body that has been beaten, broken, and mutilated. And remember, there are many forms of mutilation. That soft voice that stirred your heart now speaks in anger, and it questions your every word, and has now taken the protection of a stranger, someone you trusted. And the mind that you held so much hope for is now so numb to everything that would benefit it, and now embraces as truth the very things that cause harm, instill fear, and lead to death. We now have the blind leading the blind in all the years of work that Satan has been doing, putting people into place who are willing to do his bidding. They have made this day appear as a victory for him, but that in itself is a lie. He knows he's been defeated. That news arrived to him as the sound of thunder rumbled when the stone was rolled away from the tomb and the light shone forth as Jesus walked out of the tomb and death had been conquered and the devil defeated. He has no allies, only useful tools. God, in his mercy, filled with compassion, has given mankind time and a way to approach the throne of God, a way to become reconciled with God, to become a member of God's family, a child born of God, if that person believes what God has done through his Son, Jesus Christ. There is one thing one must do, and that is believe. Believe in the name of Jesus and in the power of his blood, in the forgiveness of sin, in the strength of his hand, in the faithfulness of who he is. Come, he says, come and follow me. Pick up my cross and lay your burdens down. Stand for righteousness, for justice. Stand for the things of and in the ways of God, for these are life and death. Come out of the darkness of the world and step into the light. Put on the armor of God and take to the battle and stand for God and his word. Take it out into a dying and broken world that is in the process of committing suicide itself by following death down a dark hall. Rebuke the devil, for at the name of Jesus he must flee and claim for God what is his, the children and the hope for life that can be theirs through our Lord Jesus Christ. I ask you, if not you, then who? If not now, then when? If not for this, then what? If you will not follow, then why claim to believe? Then if it is not Christ you live for, then it is Satan that has your heart. call upon the name of Jesus and let him show you how to live, how to love, how to speak and stand for righteousness. He has equipped you with the strength to endure, the courage to be bold, and will teach you to love as God has loved you. The world may not notice you, but be sure that God will. The only peace to be found in all of creation, the only peace is in the Lord Jesus Christ.